My name is Helen Carvel, and I live in Austin, Texas. I think it is so important to vote, and what I'm concerned about is who is voting. If you look at us in demographic slices, the people at the top, old people like me, we vote in droves. And the young people, the millennials and 18 to 34s, vote if they have time, if they didn't have a fight with their girlfriend, if they don't have a paper to write, if they aren't depressed, if they aren't unhappy, if they have time. Whereas reality is the vote of the young people is the most important because they have the years to reap the rewards or the punishments of the current administration's decisions on things like climate change, health care, Social Security, Medicare. They don't see that coming around the bend, but they have a moral and civic obligation to do the research. And I know how they feel. When I was young, I was torn in knots. This one, that one. But I made myself make a decision. And I hope they do too, because otherwise they are letting me make the decision. I am 77 years old. Do they want me picking out their clothes, choosing who to date?
Maybe you have a lot of style.
I have a lot more style than they do, but that's another story. Picking their girlfriend or boyfriend, do they think my decision is the one that should count? Because if they don't vote, and I vote and my age group votes disproportionately, they have ceded their power to me. I think that's a bad decision. So get out and vote, young people.
All right, thank you. Can I ask for one more tip? So you mentioned that you know that young people sometimes think, oh, they're busy, or they've got something else on their mind, or they don't know maybe who to vote for. Well, you said you got over that. I'm sure that older Americans still have stuff going on as well. They're busy too, and they've got a lot of things on their mind. How do you get over that and just make it to the polls and do something?
You make it your priority because you realize that this isn't an everyday thing you have to do. You only have to do it at most every 2 years, and maybe twice every 2 years if you vote in the primary. This isn't a big hairy deal getting there, whereas if you don't get there, the consequences can be disastrous. Mm-hmm. And you can just look at the results of the latest election to find that. Because if everyone had voted, we would have a whole different outcome. Sure. Or even if another 10% had voted, we would have a whole different outcome. So yeah, it's an obligation, moral and civic.
All right, Helen, have you voted?
Of course I have. All right. Oh, we're having this discussion.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for your time.